Greetings in Jesus' name on the 17th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. Again, we are scheduled to be and are in Iowa. We're making these broadcasts early, and I hope that they're a great blessing and a great encouragement to you. In your Bibles today, I want to call your attention to John chapter number 4. As during these days, we're speaking on Christ, our example in evangelism, or Christ, our example in witnessing, or Christ, our example in soul winning. Through the course of life, I meet so many individuals that get upset when you talk about soul winning. And boy, they get in the pulpit and they rail against it. And they talk about screen door evangelism. And they talk about reaching others with the gospel. And they mock it and they make fun of it. But my dear friend, when you read the Word of God, Jesus Christ is our example. He's reaching others with the gospel. And sometimes those people that rail against soul winning and rail against evangelism or witnessing or whatever they call it, you begin to ask them hard questions and you find out that they're literally not doing anything to reach others with the gospel. And so technically, they're living disobedient lives because the Word of God says in Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 28 and verse 18, 19, and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have said unto you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And so Jesus is teaching us that we must go forth with the gospel and we must go and tell others the good news of Jesus Christ. Quit making excuses today for not evangelizing. Jesus Christ is our example. All of us that have any brain at all know that we don't save people. Jesus is the Savior. He's the one that saves people. But in the great sovereignty of God, He has chosen to use us. He could have chose to use animals. He could have chosen to ride it in the sky. He could have chosen to do anything He wanted to do. But He has chosen to use us. And we are to be honored at the thought that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We are individuals that He has called to represent Him. We're representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and take joy in that today. We learned on day one that Jesus Christ went out of His way to witness to a woman. He must needs go through Samaria. We learned on day two that He spoke with this woman about her soul even when He did not feel like it. He was wearied with His journey, but He still spoke to this woman. Number three today, we learned that He was concerned about all people. This woman in this chapter was not exactly the type that most churches are looking for, but Jesus Christ sought her. She had been married and divorced, 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 and now was living with her boyfriend. And she had gone through such cataclysmic hurt and struggles with five marriages and divorced, and then living with another individual. And the Bible teaches us that all of the men of the city knew. She went and told all of the men after she was saved that she was born again and that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And He told her all things that ever He did, that she did. And so we know that there's a great possibility that this woman was that type of a woman. But Jesus Christ was concerned for all people. It didn't matter to Him that she had a mixed pedigree. It didn't matter to Him that she had been living in sin and was living in sin. It didn't matter to Christ that the world thought disdain of this woman, so much so that she had to go to the well at a different time and go to the well alone. It didn't matter to the lovely Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He was going to reach her with the glorious gospel. And He did. His concern for all people should challenge us that we need to be concerned for all people. We need to reach everyone, red and yellow, black and white. They are all precious in His sight. And may the Lord help us to reach others with the gospel and learn from the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.